You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today, here with Francisco Rojas. Day after the Phils get swept by the New York Mets. Swept, and that division lead goes from 7 games to 4 games just like that. After 3 days, after we were feeling good, after, you know, Seattle series wasn't too far from us, and we're feeling pretty good about this baseball team. And then you see a series like this against the New York Mets and can't help but be a little concerned if you might have to see this New York Mets team in the playoffs. And we're going to get into everything today, man. We are going to get into, we'll start off with the game recap and catch up on everything. If you missed yesterday's game at all, my takeaways from the series, and we'll preview the series or the next series against the Atlanta Braves. And also stick around. I will do a recap of somewhere I was yesterday. This is not baseball related, but figure I throw something non-baseball related on the podcast every once in a blue moon, you know, for the heck of it. So stick around for that. Something that if you're a sports fan that you've never done before, that you need to get to this place, that you need to get to, I think, if you are any type of sports fan. So we'll get to that. But to start off with a recap, so Mets lost to the Phils last night, 6-0, capping off the sweep from the Mets. And really, I mean, that's not like a whole lot of things that you need to know about if you miss the game. I mean, there wasn't necessarily a lot to miss if you are, and obviously, or definitely if you're a Phillies fan. The offense did barely anything off of New York's young prospect, Nolan McClain. He was just disgusting in this game. He went 8, struck out 6, only allowed 4 hits. And Phillies hitting could not get anything done against Nolan McClain. So Nolan McClain was able to shut down the Phillies offense. Phillies did nothing at all. We're 0-3 with runners in scoring position. Barely had any opportunities, but when they did have them, didn't do anything. On the other side, the Mets they didn't go off offensively, but they had a good offensive night. And they did it mainly against Taijuan Walker, especially in the third inning where they scored 3 runs off of him, and that was you know, literally all they would need. All they would need, because they would shut out the Phillies. So they were able to get four runs total off of Taiwan Walker. And then Tanner Banks, who has been really good for the Phillies this year, especially in his role in this bullpen. He gives up a two-run homer to Mark Vientos, who's been really good as of late, in the midst of a pretty struggling Mets offense. But the Mets offense did not struggle in this series against the Philadelphia Phillies. But Mark Vientos would put a tiny little, well, I guess not a tiny, definitely an exclamation point on the series, maybe a tiny exclamation point on the game, but definitely an exclamation point on the series. And he would go yard, two-run homer off of Tanner Banks, and the Phils would lose this game 6-0. They would lose 6-0 to the New York Mets, and the Mets would take the last three over the Philadelphia Phillies. Okay, series takeaways. So, number one thing I want to get into, and I've seen, I think it's mostly been obviously a big negative reaction from Phillies fans to this series. And by the way, I'll get into this, I was in New York last night. I was in New York. I was not at that game, but I was in New York. I was right across the street from Citi Field. Mayor Martin know what I was talking about, but I'm going to get into that a little later in the show. But I was in New York, and you know, I watched the game this morning after I got home, and boy, I'll tell you, after coming home and seeing, you know, the reaction to this series, I want to say one thing. Like, I'm a big fan of a lot of the reporters and writers and, you know, people that cover the team in general. And I'm a big Destiny Legrado fan, but like she tweeted out, I believe it wasn't that long ago, it was a couple hours ago, and she tweeted out that kind of to more or less that Phillies fans, you know, need to relax, just because they had a bad series doesn't mean anything. I will say this. Basically saying that fans are overreacting. I don't think fans are overreacting to this type of series. I don't think they are. You look at a Mets team, somebody that, again, I mean, last year they had nothing to lose. Kind of the run they went on to the NLCS, they really had nothing to lose for the most part. Still a youngerish team, a team that made the wild card last year, and then, you know, gets in, you know, barely by the Brewers, and gets into to the playoffs, and they're a team with energy that the Phillies could not match that energy. The Mets were playing with that nothing to lose, kind of like the Phillies did in 2022. That type of energy. And not that the Mets played with nothing to lose energy this series, but they just had the edge over the Phillies the entire series. Whether it was the beatdown in game one, whether it was game number two with Bader hitting that big two-run homer to tie it, but then they end up, you know, Phils end up losing that game. And then yesterday, where Phillies can do nothing against them. It's not an overreaction because of what happened the last couple of years in the playoffs with what the Phillies have done to themselves. And then last year, what happened against the Mets, a team that just kind of felt like we can't beat this team. This team, they want it more than we do. They kind of own us a little bit. Even though I know that the series in Citizens Bank Park earlier this year, I know we did great against the Mets earlier this year, but at Citi Field this time around, just feels like. This team, if they have to play the Mets in the playoffs, that if the Mets and if we have the home field advantage over the Mets, that the Mets take one game off of us early in the series at home, that they're no doubt going to win the series. It just feels like this Mets team kind of own us a little bit, just a little bit. And it's just frustrating, man. It is frustrating, and I don't think it's an overreaction. I really don't. I don't think it's that big of an overreaction. I know we overreact a lot, and sometimes there's things I hear or I see or whatnot, and I'm like, oh, that's an overreaction. This is not one of those. This is not one of those. I think looking at this series as we get closer and closer to October, it's like, no, this... And we'll get into the rivalry pack in a second. The Phillies rival, I mean, the Harper rivalry pack thing. The way Boehm complained about the thing out in center field, whatever it was, like the fan, was that what it was? I don't know. The energy that the Mets play with against the Phillies, especially when the Mets are at home, it's just a little bit different. And it just feels like that type of thing where the kind of like the reverse from the late 2000s where the Phillies energy, those Mets teams couldn't match what the Phillies had, the mojo, whatever they had, whether it's their leadership back then with Utley, Howard, Rollins, Hamels. And then this time around with the Mets, like it's like Lindor. I mean, it's annoyingly like Lindor, Alonso, Nimmo, guys like that. Like, I don't know. There's something about their demeanor and the way they carry themselves. The Phillies can't. There's just something about it. Something about it that this Phillies team is just different. It's just a little bit different. It feels like something that the Phillies cannot handle. So, game takeaway number one from the series, I'm going a little longer than I wanted to initially, but just feel a big way about this Phillies team. It's, I mean, they have to figure out in the playoffs no matter what, but if it's going to be against the Mets, man, it just feels like this Mets team kind of has their number a little bit. So that's takeaway number one. Takeaway number two, situational hitting was a big difference in this series. I mean, the Phillies... again, in game number three, they didn't have the opportunities. They had like three opportunities, you know, thanks in part to the Phillies offense being not very great and not giving themselves chance to get those chances. But on the other side, Phillies were 3-for-22 runners in scoring position. And on the other side, the Mets were 21-for-37. 21-for-37 the entire series. 11-4-19 in that game number one, and then 21-for-37 in this entire series overall. Just brutal. The situational hitting, the Mets just were able to do it all series. The Phillies were not. So situational hitting was big. Takeaway number three, the Harper rivalry pack thing. How, like, I'm normally on the side of Bryce Harper and the pandering, and I think it's fine. Like, I'm not like, oh my gosh, Bryce Harper pandering. Like, I'm like, I'm fine with it. Bryce produces, and he can do whatever he wants in that situation. It's fine. I'd rather him pander than not do it at all. I think he does a good job with that. But this whole rivalry pack thing, where he's wearing, like, orange and blue, what was it, like, batting gloves and... in cleats. Hey, I mean, he had the orange batting gloves on, and then I'm pretty sure we're wearing orange and blue cleats. I could be wrong. If someone, you can.
You don't just live in your home; you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Somebody listening out there, you can tweet me at @Rojas_media_ and tell me, remind me which one it was. Like, why? It doesn't, I just don't get. Like, I don't really have any, it's funny for a podcast. It's not great that I have a lot of words for it. And Bryce is usually a pretty smart guy when it comes to stuff and the pandering, it's fine. Why did you think that was going to be okay or like be received by fans? Well, you didn't think like, oh, this could be. And now obviously losing the series and everything like that puts a bit more of a, like a bit of a more annoyed emphasis on it. But I mean, this isn't the end of the world. I just don't like, I don't know why Bryce thought that, how Bryce thought that was like a good idea. It's just like a weird idea. It's very odd. It's odd that he thought that would, I mean, even if the Phils swept the Mets, like I probably wouldn't be talked about as much, but people would still be looking at it like, ah, that's a little weird. Why would you do that? Why would you think that would be okay? I mean, yeah, I know athletes a lot of times will do things for themselves, but also be thinking about fans too. I mean, in certain situations, and I know Bryce will be thinking about the fan base in certain situations when, you know, wearing like Fanatic cleats and stuff like that. I just don't understand how he thought that it was okay to wear that. I just didn't make any sense to me. I needed to, that's my last takeaway. I know it's a dumb takeaway, but I mean, my one takeaway was going to be about the Phillies pitching, but there's nothing really that I feel too strongly about. Like Chris Sanchez had a rough time out in game one, but look, Chris is afforded a bad start here and there of how good he's been. Lizardo wasn't fantastic and, you know, left those runners all, you know, left the bases loaded for Kirkering to go, Kirkering did not do his job. All those runs were charged to Lizardo, which rightfully so, but not too concerned about Lizardo. Taiwan's been great all year. In the roles he's been, you know, I've talked about Taiwan a bunch. Taiwan in game number three wasn't great, but I'm not too concerned there. So like, I was going to make the starting pitching a takeaway, but there wasn't really too much. So I needed to get the Harper rivalry pack in there because the Harper rivalry pack was ridiculous. I don't think there's anybody I've seen out there and say like, oh, this is fine. I get it. Like it's ridiculous. It's stupid. Injuries and transactions that you should know about quickly. Injuries. Jordan Romano. He has right middle finger inflammation. Inflammation that caused his finger to stay numb for 4 to 5 hours. According to Phillies.com, continued to feel discomfort after his outing on Monday. Underwent additional testing and is scheduled to learn the results today. But he does expect to pitch this season. I don't expect him to pitch for the Phillies again this season. I think this injury thing here, I don't think he's coming back. And rightfully so. He's been horrendous this year. It's been unbelievable. He's been horrible this month, and it's just been what a bad year. I mean, I couldn't have expected him to be this bad. He has just been horrendous, unbelievable. Transactions to know about a couple days ago. Daniel Robert was recalled from AAA Lehigh Valley. Lou Trevino contract was selected from AAA Lehigh Valley. Romano placed in the 15-day IL, and then Joe Ross was released. So Joe Ross has not been great this year, and he was released. But yeah, so those are your injuries and transactions. Okay, series preview. Four-game set versus the Atlanta Braves. The Braves come into this series against the Phillies with a 61-72 record. They are fourth in the NL East. They have not been great this year. Didn't expect them to be as bad as they've been. Expected them to be competing for a playoff spot, maybe even for the division a little bit. We expected it to be the Mets, Phils, and Braves, and it has not been that. The Braves, 61-72, fourth in National League East. They are 6-4 in their last 10 games, winning their last two games against Miami. Team rankings, their offense, team rankings in all of Major League Baseball, they're 15th, right in the middle of runs scored in baseball. Starting pitching, 22nd in ERA. Their relief pitching is 17th in ERA, their relief pitching and bullpen. Starting pitching matchups, so they're going to be, it's going to be a 6:45 start time tonight. It'll be Cal Quantrill, who the Braves just picked up off waivers, versus Aaron Nola, who's coming off a better start than the start before when he coming back from injury. So Quantrill versus Nola. Tomorrow night at 6:45, it will be Bryce Elder versus Ranger Suarez. Saturday night, and that game is 6:45. Saturday night, it's a 6:05 start. Chris Sale versus Christopher Sanchez. Chris Sale, his first start back from injury, has missed the last couple of months, I believe, with a rib injury. And then Sunday night baseball, which I will be at that game. Hurston Waldrop versus Jesus Luzardo. So Waldrop versus Luzardo to end the series. Players to watch. My players to watch, already kind of mentioned it with Sale there coming back from the ribs injury. Looking for the Phils to do to Chris Sale what they did to Bryce Miller, which he came back from injury, and the Phils kind of lit him up a little bit, or did some damage. So I want them to do the same thing to Chris Sale. And then on the other side, for the Philadelphia Phillies, Kyle Schwarber has had an awful last couple of series against Washington and against the Mets. And I don't even know if he had a hit. He might have had one walk. And I'm expecting Kyle Schwarber to come back and finish strong here in the month of April. Or in April. In the month of August. Expecting Schwarber to come back and have a good August. So he can get back on track to get in the Howard record, but more importantly, just to get back on track for himself, and the Phillies offense could use him. Obviously, he's been the best offensive player for the Phillies all season long. So Kyle Schwarber is my player to watch for the Phils. Chris Sale for the Braves. First pitch tonight, and you can listen to it right on 94 WIP, 6:45 p.m. Eastern time. Okay, just a little bit of around Major League Baseball until I get to this last thing. So, I'll just go around the NL East and I'll get to my last thing here. So the Nationals lost 11-2 to the Yankees in the Bronx. The Braves, who I've just been talking about for a couple minutes, they beat the Miami Marlins 12-1. That game was in Miami. And that's all you really need to know, because the Phils played the Mets. There's two divisional games, and the Nats played the New York Yankees. Okay, last thing I want to talk about here. Obviously, it's a Phillies podcast. Going to mostly talk Phils 95% of the time, but I also like to throw in, I've talked about music on the podcast before. I've talked about other things. You know, Eagles when they win the Super Bowl, whatnot. I will say this. So I went to the U.S. Open, tennis U.S. Open. So I was right across the street yesterday from Citi Field, like the entire day. We got there 9:30 in the morning. We got there. It was me and my mother went super early, 9:30 in the morning, and we got to watch tennis the entire day. I will say this, and we left at like 10:30 at night. We're at 13 hours. I'll say this, even if you're not necessarily like a gigantic, gigantic tennis fan, if you're a sports fan, and I think I know most people I know at least think tennis is cool. And I don't think there's anyone I really have met where like, oh, tennis is stupid. I don't like it. If you're a sports fan, if you're a general sports fan, I would highly, I know ticket prices have kind of gotten up there, but if you're able to afford it, the U.S. Open is truly an awesome experience. This is the fourth time I went, and this is the first time I've gone in 3 years, and never will I ever again not try to go every single year. I try to make it a point to go to every single year, but last year I waited till last second, and tickets were super expensive, so I didn't even spend the money. But this year, made it a point to get tickets as soon as they went on sale. The U.S. Open is so awesome if you're able to go. The grounds are incredible. You're able to see different matches in different stadiums. It's truly an awesome experience. A lot of the stadiums you can be like right there. You can be pretty close to the court, except for Louis Armstrong Stadium and Arthur Ashe Stadium. Arthur Ashe, the biggest one. Armstrong, a little smaller. Then you have to get like, you know, buy certain tickets for the reserve ones that you want to get, especially Ashe. Highly recommend if you can. Even if you just like sports and you want just the experience of going to a different type of sporting event, highly. That's the fourth time I've gone to the U.S. Open. I love tennis. Tennis is my favorite sport outside of baseball. I love tennis. I play it every single week. It's probably maybe my favorite sport to play. And it has been for like the last like 7-8 years. I can't say it would be baseball because I just play softball now, and softball's, you know, a little different. But I would highly recommend the U.S. Open. It's incredible. It's the grounds are beautiful. The amount of tennis you're able to watch, especially if you get a day session pass, it's amazing. And it's something different too. It's something different rather than just going to like a Phil's game, Bird's game, which are all incredible, obviously all in themselves. But I would highly recommend go to the U.S. Open. And again, I don't normally talk about things that aren't baseball on this podcast and Phillies, but I wanted to throw that out there. If you are if you're a sports fan in any type of way, and if you like tennis even a little bit, I would highly recommend to go if you can make it out 1 year. So that will do it for me, Francisco Rojas. I'll be back on Monday after the Phillies Braves game for this series. Hopefully they can take 3 or 4. Hopefully they can beat a Braves team this year that hasn't been all that great, but I've been playing a little better baseball lately. So that will do it for me, Francisco. I'll talk to you guys soon. Stay tuned for everybody that does a great job on the channel.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.